Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Here's an excerpt from your book you wrote. As Christians, we may become discouraged as we consider the ever-worsening injustices and wrongs in our world. We might even conclude that God has already abandoned us, leaving all humanity to ruin. But the Lord isn't finished with the world yet. He's at work everywhere in every nation. Wherever there are God's people and His Spirit working in and through, impeding sin while advancing His kingdom, John's words still ring true. Greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. And so just speak a word of encouragement, because God is at work in the hearts of His people.
In Acts 1, Jesus said, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth." And what did the disciples do? Well, they just stayed in Jerusalem. And so in Acts chapter 7, verse 59, when they stoned Stephen, the Bible says in the very next verse, in 8:1, it says, "And on that day there arose a great persecution against the church." And guess where they scattered them, Susie? It was to Judea and Samaria. Yeah. You know, so it's like God has His purposes, and I don't know how God will accomplish that, but I would rather God accomplish His purposes through me being obedient and faithful to Him rather than Him having to bring something in my life to kind of prod me or to remind me. So it's very important for us to realize the superseding principle that we serve a great and powerful God. We are going to win in the end.
Oh, so good. And it's in Psalms, I believe, where it says that God saw the famine in the land, and so He sent Joseph on ahead. But Joseph is in chains. He's sold, you know, and abandoned and betrayed by his brother. So you would think he felt like he was left behind, and kind of a side note to the story. But he was right dead center in the center of God's will, and how God used him because he had such a yielded heart. And we really can mistake our obstacles and our misfortunes and miss that the kingdom of God could very well be at work right in the midst of that story. And boy, something to remember, huh?
You know, I think about Noah, Susie, and how so many Christians think, well, God said, what a great story. He built an ark. He saved his family. You know, he started the earth over again. But what a lot of times people don't realize, especially in our culture where there's so much quick fix things going on, there's this whole idea of I can just drive through and get my discipleship. I can microwave myself to maturity. I can, you know, read a book and all of a sudden I'm a giant Christian. But in reality, it's a daily messy process. And all your listeners right now who have children, who have raised children like we have, know that, hey, it's not easy. It's you got to get in there and do the dailies. And that's what makes a great family. It's just being faithful in the daily things. So instead of asking God, hey, Lord, just send a lightning bolt, make this whole thing kind of happen, God wants to work through the daily activities, the daily duties, the daily hobbies and things that we have in our own lives to be able to make us into the people that He wants us to be. And if we do that, then we're doing just like Noah did when he got up every morning and went out and chopped down another tree and drug it back to the job site.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.